And now we head to our newsmaker line. We welcome back to the program Tom Knutson, as it's time for the Knutson's Outdoor Report. Tom, hey, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are we doing?
Man, I'm doing well. Sounds like it's a busy day already at Knutson's.
Well, you know, it's winter is here.
Yeah.
You know, little fluctuations coming and going, but for the most part, it looks like it's going to stay winter, like it should. Well, like we always hope.
Like we always hope. Hey, because it came a little early, and I know that's one of the things that you expressed concerns about a couple weeks ago. If it comes early, sometimes it's going to warm up a little bit later on. But you take a look at what's happening out west. You take a look at the extendeds. We've got a couple days coming up that are going to be above freezing, but you're telling us beyond that, it looks pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, trust me, I'd like to see about 10 degrees colder every day because I'm greedy. But we'll take what it's going to give us.
Oh man,
already we'll take what it has given us.
All right.
So it's got people active. Thinking outdoors for summer for winter, for Christmas.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, it's going to give a big boost to the winter. You know, as long as we get to the after Christmas scenario and have some ice to work with, it is going to be what it is. I mean, I'm looking at it now, and every day seems to be a touch warmer, but it's not. It's not one of those stretches where I've seen before, because it looks like almost every night it gets back below freezing. So that's
right.
So it shouldn't damage anything that we do produce between now and between now and Wednesday. And then we'll have a couple days, and then we have a kind of consistent stretch of kind of mediocre
temps,
but it's all good.
Okay.
It's all good at this point. We will do what we do. Let's just hope that this week and the next 4 days gets us what we really are looking for.
Okay. All right. And that is to be able to get out on the ice. I haven't seen anybody out yet on Round Lake, but I mean, are people getting out, and what's the ice situation?
Well,
to the best of your knowledge,
Tom. Everybody's in a big rush last weekend, Mark. Yeah, we talked about it. And they went running out on Saturday thinking that it had been cold enough long enough to do, to make ice. And it was just, I was like very scared all day that day, of a catastrophe around here. It didn't happen. And obviously the one that went running out went running right back into the house, because Sunday it was a whole different story. I know, of course, we did have snow, but they realized that it wasn't ready yet. We had the rain the other day that didn't do any damage to the ice. I'm thinking we had a little too much rain that took whatever snow on top completely off. I was hoping that it would just kind of really nice and wet it down and make us some what I call snow ice or garbage ice. It's hard to tell exactly how much was made on the top, but the snow's gone. The insulation is not happening by the by the snow that was on top, which was hurting us last weekend.
Okay.
So hopefully these next few days we're going to build about 3 inches of ice, which would be absolutely totally awesome to get us to where I hope we are before these little warm, I'm calling them spurts, show up. And like I say, I'm not too worried about the temperatures because the nights are getting down below. So it's not what I'm normally would see this time of year. We would get these warm ups at Christmas. I've seen it over and over again.
Uh-huh.
And then it stays in the 50s, and then we get a giant blow, and we'll hit 60, and then then it drops down to zero, and then those bounces like that. And that's not what we're seeing here in these. These are they're more normal temperatures.
Right. Do we have drivable fishable ice within a drivable distance from us right now, Tom?
Well, what do you consider drivable? Let's use Houghton Lake
as
our boundary. Yes, Houghton Lake has 7 to 8 inches on it.
Okay.
Yes, I saw that yesterday or day before. One of the marinas up there posted that they had 7 to 8.
That's actually a decent amount this time of year.
That's good. That's good. You know, right. That's very good. So yes, that is that, to me. That's drivable. It's 2.5 hours. So yes, you don't have to go far. And you know, like I say, our fingers are crossed that you know we'll be able to go off our back door. You know,
okay.
You know, for the foreseeable future.
Very good. All right. And all this,
but I'm not saying it's safe today.
Right. No. I get that. I totally understand. You
know, and it was super sad last weekend what happened up north. That was just
absolutely
crushing to see that happen. It didn't have to happen. It just doesn't, you know, it's just not needed.
Right. And no, absolutely. I know, Tom, you're always concerned and you're always promoting safety on the ice. And among that is you always encourage everyone to make sure, especially when they're going out for the first time, to have that spud with them.
Absolutely. Spud first, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and you'll know in a hurry just by the sound of the ice, just by, thud versus bunk.
Yeah.
You know, it's, yes, and, you know, definitely multiple people, you know, if you're, you know, sketchy with it, you know, make sure you have ropes and, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, yeah, I would, you know, I mean, also, you know, the biggest thing that, you know, is helping most people nowadays are these, what they call lift suits, you know, suits that are not rated by the Coast Guard,
mm-hmm.
but they are what they call lift, and they have flotation in them.
Okay.
You know, they're not like, you know, for big water and boats and stuff like that, like a Coast Guard approved mm-hmm. item, but they will keep you floating. And I think that was the problem for the two young gentlemen that you know, didn't make it last weekend. They had nothing that kept them floating.
Right.
So
yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's the. I mean, of course, remember the tragedy from last year too in the Grass Lake area.
Yep.
It's just you know, be safe, be smart,
yep.
be safe when you.
Yeah,
when
especially
you
in the middle of these lakes right now, mm-hmm. the geese are still. It's not it's not brutal enough mm-hmm. to push the birds totally out, and they're able to keep holes open, and you know,
right.
if they do freeze over the next couple of days, those are going to be the places you don't want to be.
Okay. Now, you do have the pre-Christmas sale going on now through the 21st. How's that been going?
That's been good. You know,
yeah.
Obviously, we have the weather to get people thinking of outdoors and winter
mm-hmm.
fun for ice, you know, for the sale. So
right.
that has been very good. We have no complaints about that. The sale's been good, you know, and it's, you know, 100% weather based, no doubt about it.
Okay, all right, so. And yeah, so people are thinking. Of course, they're getting the basics. They're getting their line, their rods relined. They're getting the jigs and whatnot that they need. But I mean, if someone wants to treat themselves, what's the product? Is it a new shelter? Are they going to get a new flasher? Or what are people doing if they're going to treat themselves this year, Tom?
Well, I would say, you know, a shelter, flasher, mm-hmm. boots, gloves, hats, you know, that type of stuff. You know, the you can see that people wore last year, mm-hmm. Wore their stuff out, because the amount of boots and stuff that are going out of here compared to the last couple years is a lot higher than expected.
Yeah.
Than I expected, but again, you know, you muddle through a weak winter and, you know, multiple weak winters, you're just going to get by with what you got,
right?
You know, and then now you got a real winter coming in early, and it's obviously they need new equipment. So that's been, you know, it's like, wow, okay, all right, that's all right. We get, you know, we'll get more gloves and hats and boots and
right.
and stuff. That's what we do. You know, we find stuff and continue to find it. It's going to be a tough year for merchandise, no doubt about it. We had major disruptions in the distribution chain. Some of the manufacturers, obviously, after weak years,
mm-hmm.
Kind of didn't go heavy on merchandise, even after we had a better than average year or better than a decent year last year.
Yeah.
They've definitely have not stocked. And multiple distributors have gone out. So, yeah, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge. But, again, as I always say,
mm-hmm.
our worst is better than everybody else's best. So
yeah,
we're still loaded with merchandise, and there's it's pouring in here now, and our problem now is probably going to find time to get it up because we're running in all directions.
Right. Well, I mean, it's busy. Like you said, the weather's kind of dictating what people are doing right now. And, you know, they're coming in for bait. They're coming in for product. They're coming in to do holiday shopping, you know. And like me, I was there. You know what I'm looking for, but I also found a quarter zip. I found a few other things that I put on the table during the broadcast last week. So, yeah, I'll be back later on today to get more stuff because it's payday time. So I'll be back later
on
today.
You know, and if anybody's, you know, over the holiday, you know, there's I mean, ATVable, for, you know, snowmobile ice out west. So, you know, definitely there's some guys heading out right now to fish in a tournament that's up in Detroit Lakes area in Minnesota. There's some guys from here going to go fish a tournament there. So that's going to be quite interesting. There's a big tournament happening in March. End of February, I think, first part of March, in Minnesota, that's going to challenge our number. It's a lot more to enter, but they're going to go with 100 teams, and they're going to try to beat us our $21,000 payout.
Oh, wow.
And it's possible they might do it this year. It, because of the early, there's some activities. Quite a few people locally are going to go fish it, you know, some of the top guys. So we'll see. Okay. We'll see what happens if our payout. It's obvious what they're doing. They're you know, they're doing 21,000, so they're trying to beat us. You know, because ours was 20,100. So we'll see. We'll see if somebody is a team event. So
last week was the last weekend for duck hunting, right?
This weekend.
Oh, this weekend is okay.
Yes.
And there's still, like you said, there's still open water, right?
There's I mean, guys who are getting out are having a blast.
Okay.
Guys who know where to go are having a blast. But, yeah, this is the last weekend.
Okay.
This is it. This will be the last chance. Well, until the at the end of the month, there's I don't know if they're doing it the first and third. I don't know what day they're doing it, but there's 2 days at the end, too.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if they're doing it on the weekend, if they're doing it Saturday, Sunday, which would be the 4th or 5th, or if they're doing it
Yeah,
I don't know exactly. I guess I got to ask Tapio on that one.
All right, I was earlier in the week talking with Representative Sarah Leitner. Asked her if she's filled all of her tags yet. She's like, no, it's muzzleloader season. So she's still out hunting when she can. And
that ends on Sunday.
So you got a couple days yet.
Yep.
Okay.
That ends on Sunday, so then we'll be down to archery and the late doe seasons.
Right. Now your buck contest at Knutson's, how does that go to the end of the month?
So the gun hunting stuff will probably, yes, we don't do the prizes until the end of the month, until archery closes, but, the last chance to get a buck in will be the, 4:30 on the 14th.
Okay.
As far as the gun side of it. And then you got a few days for archery to finish up. To finish that one off.
Okay. All right. So there it is. We got ice fishing. We got the pre-Christmas sale going on. We talk ducks. We talk bucks. Anything left untouched, Tom? What else?
One more thing.
What's that?
So we made a decision.
Okay.
And we are not going to have the coyote bounty hunt this year.
Really? Okay.
We're not going to go. We're not going to do that this year. We're just, we're realists, and what it takes for us to keep everything rolling around here, we're just not going to be equipped enough to handle doing the coyotes.
Right.
Here, so.
Yeah. When you have a successful ice season, which is what we're anticipating, there's a lot going on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, that's kind of how the coyote deal came about. We could tell it was going to be a week icier, so we did a fast put together and produced that the first year, and that's, you know, was to fill in some some time and stuff like that. And we've just made the decision here that we're just not going to go forward with it this year. There's just too much going on in order to do it the way it should be done.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, there. Breaking news. You heard it here first.
Yeah, breaking news. Absolutely.
All right, Tom. Well, as always, we appreciate the visit. We appreciate the time. Who knows? Maybe I'll see you later on. You know, it's gonna be a late evening or late afternoon, early evening trip out there. But who knows? Maybe we'll bump into each other.
You probably won't today, okay. Mark. I've got to make a mad dash for the airport to pick up Bugs.
Oh, okay.
They got bumped off a flight out of on Wednesday. So my fingers are crossed that the email says that they. I'm waiting for my email. It says they're on the plane.
Gotcha.
So.
All right.
I'm hoping.
Well, drive safe, and I'm sure we'll be talking again next week for sure. All right, Tom?
All right, Mark.
All right, have a good one. We'll talk with you soon. Tom Knudsen with the Knudsen's Outdoor Report. You're listening to AM Jackson on News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM.